AI, blockchain, smart cities, the digital transformation happening now makes the seemingly impossible doable. At Deloitte, we help clients harness these powerful technologies to improve business and the world. Deloitte.com/look again.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in London. Uber and Lyft take on new safety measures. The podcast checks in on how both ride-hailing giants are addressing concerns across the board to improve the overall safety of your ride. Looking into it after these tech headlines. Staying on topic for just a moment, Uber has chosen electronic trading chief Citadel Securities to manage its hotly debated initial public offering on the New York Stock Exchange. Uber selected Citadel Securities as its designated market maker, or DMM, earlier this week. Such firms help ensure orderly trading of stocks listed on the NYSE. Each company going public on the big board chooses a DMM ahead of its IPO. The firms are often called by their old name, specialists, although the New York Stock Exchange abandoned that term over a decade ago. For Twitter, this week's big earnings results might indicate that CEO Jack Dorsey's long-promised plans to address harassment on the platform are paying off, and that his chatty user base can sustain a profitable business. Twitter's stock price increased 16% as the company reported better-than-expected revenue growth. In its earnings report, Twitter said its daily users rose 6% in the first quarter to 134 million, thanks to strength in international markets. And Twitter also got a boost from its most high-profile user, President Trump, who said he had a quote-unquote great meeting with Mr. Dorsey at the White House. According to Mr. Trump's tweet, quote, lots of subjects discussed regarding their platform and the world of social media in general. Look forward to keeping an open dialogue, end quote. Checking in on some other big earnings items, Facebook rose as high as 8% after a better-than-expected earnings report thanks to a strong advertising business. The journal also reports that Facebook has set aside $3 billion in the quarter related to an ongoing privacy investigation by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission. Tesla also made noise late Wednesday with one of its worst quarterly losses on record, wider than Wall Street was expecting as it struggles with delivering the Model 3 compact car. It posted a $702 million loss attributable to common shareholders for the first quarter. Shares have fallen more than 20% so far this year, which compares with gains of about 17% for the S&P 500 index. And Alphabet's Wing Aviation Unit has received the first U.S. authorization to operate a fleet of unmanned aircraft for consumer goods deliveries. The Federal Aviation Administration's decision is a big win for Wing in a budding, fiercely competitive industry. Amazon and other companies are trying to get the same green light to transport food and small consumer goods to residential customers everywhere. And industry officials have said it was likely to take until 2020 or 2021 for the FAA to implement the wide-ranging drone rules, establishing a framework for package deliveries. Coming up, the new measures in place by Uber and Lyft to make your ride-hailing a little safer.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Deloitte, a global leader in digital transformation, helping clients apply technologies like cloud and AI to their unique business challenges. Deloitte.com/look again.
Heading down to South Carolina for a moment, and if a rideshare safety legislation passes, that is where Uber and Lyft drivers will have to display their license plate numbers on the front of their windshield. The aim, of course, is to help riders identify their ride, and the latest as ride-hailing giants tackle growing concerns about safety. This comes amid a new Lyft initiative at play, where drivers will now receive criminal background checks. Lyft also added an enhanced identity verification protocol, where drivers will now need to prove they have a valid driver's license and a real-time photo of their face. Also, the University of South Carolina and Uber just made announcements about new campus security initiatives. They focus on rideshare app users checking their ride before getting into the car. More from Harris Pastides, the president of the University of South Carolina.
Simply put, a national What's My Name campaign. Every time someone uses a rideshare service, they should stop before entering the vehicle and ask the driver plainly, "What's my name?" These three words have the power to save lives and must become as automatic to every college student getting into a rideshare vehicle as putting on their seatbelt. I'm pleased to announce an important partnership with Uber that not only advances the principle of what's my name, but does many, many other things to ensure ride sharing is even safer for all students and for all riders everywhere.
Andrew McDonald, Vice President for Uber's Americas Operations and Global Business Development, talks more about the broader plan for public awareness.
Our goal is to make checking your ride before you get into car synonymous with using Uber. The Campus Safety Initiative will focus on three areas: awareness and education, in-app safety features, and campus rides. Inspired by the university and by you, the students, and the What's My Name campaign, we are launching a national campus safety initiative that aims to build public awareness of checking your ride, and will educate students and the entire rider community on rideshare safety.
For all the latest in all things ride-sharing industry, head to WSJ.com. Wrapping up the tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in London. Thanks for listening.